Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Right there, there it is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored! Musial around first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
And that's McGaffey breaking free, has a seam, and a crease! The kicker can't trip him up! Headed for the end zone! Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Good morning and welcome, Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Boy, we have a great program lined up for you today. Darren Pang is going to join us at 10:30 to talk some Blues hockey. Martin will be in studio at 11 o'clock. We'll have Dr. Rick coming up at 11:20. And we'd love you to be a part of the program. You can do so on the Maryville University listener line, 855-282-8255. We also have the text line open at 855-282-8255. Maryville is coached, their basketball team coached by Mark Stricker, and they have done a terrific job in recruiting in this offseason. Go to maryville.edu for more information about that terrific campus in town and country. Our opening monologue is brought to you by the great people at Worldwide Technology Raceway, and let's begin with lap one. You know, one of the things we thrive for here on the Press Box is to have good guests. The Bill Waltons, the Dale Browns, the Taylor Twellmans, the Tony La Russas, the Kurt Warners, Jason Stark, Rick Riley, all national names. But our regulars are the meat and potatoes. That's what we need the most. We need to have the Hall of Famer Rick Hummel on once a week to talk Cardinal baseball. And we also have Chris Kerber on, and we have asked him for his pick to click, probably at the end of the last five or six interviews, and it's uncanny. Jaden Schwartz, Colton Parayko, Robbie Fabry, and presto, they all do something that night. Then yesterday, we asked for his pick to click on the program.
This one to me, this game to me, because the Dallas is going to be able to get the matchups they want, Frank. This one, to me, comes down to the Thomas-Bozak-Maroon line. They've been kind of quiet. Robert Thomas has been off the score sheet a little bit, so I'm looking at that line for success tonight.
Oh, my gosh. We're texting each other right in the middle of the broadcast. I don't know how he does that. And I told him, I said, just go to the casino tonight. Go to the casino on a Tuesday night because you can do nothing wrong here. So let's set this baby up. The first goal, about a minute 30 in. And I'm telling you, I don't know who in sports right now has better hand-eye coordination than Jaden Schwartz, although Mike Claiborne suggested people like Cody Bellinger, which is a good one, and his all-time favorite, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry. But I'm telling you, when that puck is coming from Colton Parayko that fast, and for you to be able to deflect that in, let's take a listen.
Out to the right point. Shot by Parayko. Deflected. Score! Schwartz on the redirect. 1-0 St. Louis.
Six goals in four games. Then we have the captain, Alex Pietrangelo, who maybe didn't have the best night, but boy, he had a good moment right here.
Three defensemen on the ice for Dallas. Pietrangelo fires and scores!
And then, of course, the thrilling winner when Oakville beat Chaminade.
Back behind the net, Maroon with it, out in front with a shot. He celebrates, he scores! Pat Maroon beating Ben Bishop with a minute 38 remaining. The Blues go back on top.
Got an opportunity to use my hands in front and get the puck up quick. And at first I didn't know what in, but we found a way to get it in, and we found a way to win tonight.
I think I just had more time and more time to use my hands. Usually I'm muffing it in the pads, but you know, I got it up quick, and I've been working on that in practice, is just taking it from the back of the net and trying to lift it instead of just putting it to the pad. So got one through tonight.
Brian and Darren, How about the fact that right before, seconds before, he scored that goal, he just knocked down Esa Lindell. I mean,
it was a flop.
Or Lindell.
Lindell flopped.
Oh, my
gosh. He was hardly touched. He tried to draw a penalty. He flopped.
So on the way in.
If he doesn't do that, they don't score.
I'm listening to NHL Network, and they refer to Lindell as the Greg Louganis of the NHL, which I'm not sure if you could say that on television, but wow. Gosh, was that spectacular.
It's karma.
It really is.
Don't be flopping like that.
You know, he's almost like soccer player-esque now,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
All right, lap two. Let's not forget why the Blues have won 11, why they won 11 in a row during the regular season, that one stretch franchise record, and why they have won now four straight postseason games on the road, which is really just flabbergasting. It's their best player almost every night, although he had some moments, but I don't even blame him for some of the goals last night. Jordan Binnington. He was unbelievable.
Klingberg carries in deep. Comes around in front. Shoots. Saved by Binnington. Now he's going to with a shot. Binnington got a piece of that one. Work back out for Como. Another stop by Binnington. Como on the setup from Cogliano.
It's almost like the hockey gods have said, okay, you got a bad break on that Grant Fuhr knee injury in the postseason. And remember John Casey not being able to stop a very preventable goal from Stevie Yzerman? And we all know the postseason was not Roman Turk's time to shine. So we're going to give you, we're just going to drop down a goalie out of nowhere. And he's going to end this drought because you deserve this. He really is a blessing. And think about this for a second. On January 1st, I think of the heroes last night. So on January 1st, Pat Maroon was sitting there with three goals, and he was done playing in St. Louis. No way he's coming back. What a disappointment. Jaden Schwartz, the single most disappointing player in the franchise. Nobody was more disappointing than Jaden Schwartz. On January 1st, he had three goals. And on January 1st, Jordan Binnington had made two appearances and no starts. And look who's performing last night. Unbelievable. All right, lap three. The Cardinals. This is the best I think I felt about this team in a long time. It's 8 out of 9 now. And it's a manager. Now, granted, he's got more weapons to play with. He's got a superstar at first base, a left fielder playing for a contract, a shortstop without broken bones, a right fielder who's healed emotionally and physically, and a closer who had a spring training and throws 104. So he's got that going for him. But don't diminish his impact and his communication skills and just the way he handles players. Like last night. I mean, who thought it was a good idea to bench Dexter Fowler, who's brimming with confidence for the first time in a few years? Well, Mike Schilt did. And his idea to start Harrison Bader, well, it kind of worked out.
He's only allowed 5 home runs. And maybe he's given up 6. How about 6? It's gone into right center and a home run and a long one off the bat of Harrison Bader.
Yeah, you know, really excited. The biggest thing is just having patience. You know, unfortunately, you get hurt a little bit and banged up in this game at times. And, you know, just having patience, working behind the scene and just getting back in the game just to contribute back for your teammates and for everybody involved here. You know, it's a great team, so it's amazing to be back.
So, Brian, how would you anticipate the starting outfield tonight?
You probably go back to what was working, don't you? Put Fowler back in there in center.
Guy hits home run.
Guess.
You
and you don't want to feel like it's a demotion for Fowler. Yeah. So I think getting him back in the next night is probably a good idea as well.
And you know that before he made this move, not that he has to, and I don't know this for a fact, but I bet he had a conversation with Fowler, and I bet he had a conversation with Bader. Because that's the way he is.
And Fowler got to be like, okay, you know, I'm hitting well, you know, Bader. I mean, Fowler seems to be a great team guy. People like him in the clubhouse, as far as teammates are concerned, so.
All right, lap four. Worldwide Technology Raceway opening monologue. Do you think we're going to have many prolonged dry spells with this offense this season? Now, I know it's really early, but, you know, right now the Cardinals lead the National League in runs per game at 5.54. It's tied for third in Major League Baseball. They just have a bunch of guys who just don't seem like they're going to cool off. I mean, Marcelo Zuna's played 28 games, and he's got 28 RBIs. Jose Martinez, two more hits last night. He's up to 351. Who's sitting him down? Yadier, 16-game win streak, hit streak. Paul DeJong has 13 doubles. 13 doubles. He gets a double every other game. He has the most extra base hits for a shortstop in the game. And you know, at the end of the season, you know you're going to get 35 to 45 homers and 85 to 110 RBIs out of Paul Goldschmidt. Here's the thing, too, is this 18-10 record is with Matt Carpenter sitting there with just a very uncharacteristic 333 on base percentage. I mean, I think he's the only, yeah, he definitely is the only starter who's below expectations right now. But we know what happened midseason last year with Matt Carpenter. And I guess the only other guy who's, you know, really disappointing, but he hasn't played much, is Jed Jerko. But I'd tell you, this offense, frightening. All right, left five. I think, though, I've buried the lead about the Cardinals. The real story of last night, and the best story of the season, is the bullpen. Four innings last night, zero hits, zero runs, and four Ks. John Brebbia now sitting there with a .55 ERA. Anytime you start talking about an ERA and you use the word point, that's good. Jordan Hicks has nine saves. He's on pace for more than 50. Giovanni Gallegos was very impressive last night. John Gant has that .96 going. Trevor Miller has had moments, not enough of them yet. Just imagine, too, what it could look like if Carlos Martinez and Alex Reyes get healthy. Imagine those arms added to that bullpen. Remember the line by the former manager of the New York Yankees, Bob Lemon, a terrific pitcher in his own right. He said the two most important things in life are good friends and a good bullpen. And Mike Schilt definitely has the latter right now. All right, lap six. I am at the final season now of The Sopranos.
Oh.
And I don't want anybody to give me a spoiler alert. But Tony was shot by his uncle, and I don't know if he's going to wake up. I am really concerned. I got to tell you something. It's like a... It was about 11:45 last night, and actually Monique was asleep this time, and I'm all alone watching this, and I'm yelling, oh my God! And then he hits the 911, and then his big face. Oh my goodness. Wow. Brian, would you say the season six is spectacular?
That's the last season, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it is very good. How about the what was your reaction to Adriana getting whacked?
Oh, God, they shot her like a dog.
Such an amazing scene.
Yeah. God. Oh. Did I tell you that Cam, you know, when he played for New Jersey, he hit all those restaurants?
Oh, did he really?
Yeah. I told Monique, I said, God, I want to go see that Pizza Land. She goes, it looks like a dive. We're going to fight in New Jersey so you can go to a pizza shop?
Yeah, never in your life did you think you want to go to New Jersey. Now all of a sudden you do.
Yeah, I want to go to all those places. is the restaurant actually a restaurant? Not the Bada Bing, but the actual restaurant that...
Bada Bing.
What's it called? Artie's Place?
Yeah.
Artie's Italian restaurant? I'll have to check that out. Yeah. What's it called?
All right, so before we end this segment, guys, what about your... like interest level
Vesuvio.
In the
Vesuvio.
It's called Vesuvio?
Vesuvio is what it's Vesuvio. Called.
And it is really a restaurant?
It is, yeah.
Wow.
In Lyndhurst.
Monique, let's forget the Mexico trip. We're going to go to New Jersey. All right. How about right now, excitement level in the Blues on a 1 to 10?
Oh, 10.
No, it's a 20.
Yeah. You just can't. It's unbelievable.
And Pat Maroon is like our Brower, you know, didn't. You know,
great
step
comparison.
Up. He's, I mean, he can score. He's, you know, he had that 27 goal season. Very physical and gets kind of people on edge, get the opposing players on edge, and that's what you need.
Did you see after he scored the goal, the way he kind of like kind of looked at it for a split second, like
make sure
did that
it's
really
real?
Go in? God, that was unbelievable. What else jumped out at you about from last night?
I was surprised by the sudden onslaught of scoring in
the
final
the
4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah. Boy, Pietrangelo had that great moment, and then he had a horrible moment. And that was a great shot, though. Gosh, was that a good shot. Do you blame Binnington for any of those goals?
No.
It's tough to nitpick. I mean, Dallas has a lot of skill.
Yeah, they
and
do.
So, I mean, it's not just something that, you know, Allen had given up a lot of weak goals that you can call out throughout the beginning of the season. Binnington, not so much.
How about Ezekiel Elliott rooting for the Cowboys? You know what, though?
I don't blame him.
I mean, if he's there rooting for the Cardinals, remember the uproar that our friend Keith Kachuk caused when the Cardinals played
right.
the Red Sox in the World Series and he was openly rooting for Boston?
But don't forget, Tony La Russa is actually, while he was working for Arizona and Boston, comes and bears the red jacket in St. Louis. So.
Yeah.
Were you on with Martin when Keith's mom called in and yelled at him for making fun of Keith?
Wait a minute now. What happened?
We got to have Martin tell the story. But during, I guess they were talking about Keith Kachuk rooting for Boston in the 04 World Series. And I guess Walt's mom caught wind of it. So she called in to yell at them and saying, stop making fun of my Keith and things
oh,
like that.
Oh, defending Keith.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
in her deep South Boston accent.
All right. Let's take a short time out. The Gatesworth is one of our sponsors. If you're looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, grandma or grandpa, we recommend the Gatesworth. The answer is always yes. It's like living on a cruise ship. It really is because they have all these activities. They have these great restaurants there. The food is outstanding. They have movie theaters, just workout facilities. They have it all at the Gatesworth, 170 and Del Mar. We'll take a short time out. When we come back, we'll be joined by Darren Pang.